Well, we're just outside the BHS store in the Crompton Place shopping centre, right in the middle of Bolton. And with me is Harold Smith. Hello, Harold.
Hello.
And his beautiful black Labrador, Wallace. She's very nice to look at, but she's practically a very useful help to you, isn't she?
Oh, she is, yes. Now, yes, she takes me all around.
She takes you, she's your guide dog. So yes. Tell me a little bit about you. When did you first have sight problems?
I was 35 when I lost my sight, so that was 40 years ago.
So when you're going about out and about shopping, Wallace is very good at remembering shops you go to, isn't she, and places that you like to go. But if you're going somewhere new and you're trying to negotiate it, what difficulties do you have to negotiate when you're out?
Seriously, you've got to know where you're going yourself before the dog can take you.
Now, there's a special scheme here on at BHS, which involves a little bit of help and assistance if you have got sight problems to actually come and help you if you need it round the store. Is that something you think's a good idea?
I think it's a brilliant idea. It's all right going into local shops. I have no problem in local shops. It's when you come to a store and you've got to go and find a certain counter to what you want to buy. And you need assistance to know where that counter is.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a little bit of an experiment here. With me is also Anne Blair, who's the commercial manager here at BHS at Crompton Place. Now, Anne, I'm going to actually see if I can replicate what it might be like. This is going to be very scary for me. You're going to put a scarf on around mine. So tie that. She's going to put a scarf around my eye so I can't see. And we're going to actually go into the store. So am I going to hold on to your arm, Anne?
Yep.
Okay, right. So followed by Harold as well. I'm tentatively taking little mincing steps forward. This is really scary, Anne, because...
Yeah, I've got absolutely no... We're going to go up the steps. So at the bottom of the steps now, and we're going to take you up. So it's the first step now. You're going to go up. And it's quite deep steps.
Two, three, four. I'm wobbling, aren't I?
Five, six, seven.
Eight. See, I don't know how high to put my foot.
We're on the level now.
Let's put my foot up and we were on the level, right? Okay.
And we're just going to walk straight into the store now. There's no obstructions. We're going to take you straight into the store and you're on the flat and there's nothing in your way. So what would you like to buy today?
So I'm going to look for a swimming costume because going on my hollies, something to wear on the beach, something not too skimpy, cover up a little bit.
I'm going to take you around. Right. So we're going to go past some fixtures now. So you've got fixtures to the left and to the right
of you. I feel very unstable.
Yeah, I can feel you shaking, actually.
I'm shaking, this is awful.
Right, we're going to take you round to the side.
So we're actually turning round now, so that's making me feel really disorientated.
We're going to go left, and we're on a side wall now, and we've got a selection of full costumes, and the thing is now, I'll get you a size 8, because I think you're a size 8.
Okay, that's very generous of you.
There you go. And then this is the costume,
And so I can feel it. I have no idea what it looks like. I'm going to have to ask Anne's opinion. Do you think this would look good on me, Anne?
It's a lovely bright colour costume and it's very flattering.